Okay, so he continues now in the dinim of Nefilas Apayim. So he says in Beis, Nefilas Apayim Miushav V'lo Me'umad. One sits, ideally, but doesn't stand for while doing Nefilas Apayim. Meaning, like, you know, we'll see what it means, that if you don't have a place to sit, or there's no chairs or something like that. Says the Rama, V'yesh Oimrim, De'ein Nefilas Apayim El B'makam She'yesh Aron V'sefer Torah B'socho. And there's a yesh omrim, an opinion that says that you only would do, meaning leaning down on your arm, in a place where there's an aron and there's a sefer Torah inside of it. Avah below zeh, if you don't have that, those two factors, so omrim techina below kisui ponim. And you would say these things, if you don't lie down on your arm. V'chein nogin, that's the minhag. V'chatzar beisa kineses, ha'pasuach lebeisa kineses. If you have like the outer room, the lechatzim is like the courtyard or something like that, the lobby or something that's opened up to the, sees into the shul, o b'shasha tzibur mispam, or at the time when the tzibur is saying this, az afilu yochi b'beisu, then at that point you could have somebody in their own house, they're up to tachanun, and the stool's up to tachanun, and then omer techina b'nefilas apayim, he could do that. The dal ayin stands for das atzmo. Okay, so let's this is some interesting dirshu footnotes over here. In Yud, Mishra says, Miyushav, you're sitting, kos v'beis Yosef, why do you have to sit for tachanun, shatam hu al derech ha-kabbalah. So, you know, the Beis Yosef was Rabbi Yosef Karo. He had a malach who, I think Magid Misharm is the sefer where they would learn together. So he brings this all pi Kabbalah. There's an Indian one should be sitting when doing this. Rivash is one of the Gedolim in Spain. Cause of she'ein kapeda. No, we don't have to be makbid on this. One can do it without standing, without sitting, right? But cause of achronim, and then okay, that's in the earlier the kadmonim. B'shasad chach, you're in a pressing situation. Nuchal lismach al harivash. One could in fact rely upon this rivash and say they not have to actually. Let's say there's no chairs. Let's say I don't know. Let's say you're making a minion outdoors or something like that, or whatever. I don't know. Whatever it is. Well, you don't have a place to do. A wedding, right, they're at a wedding, they're making, well, they're not going to say tachanun at a wedding, but, you know, you're at a rest stop or something like that, and the guy's getting together to make a, in the shul, when I dive in the morning, there's no seats for me, it's packed, so I don't sit the whole time, so I just lean against the wall for when it comes to this. V'al kein, im siyim tefiloso, tzorech la'amod al koponim kadeh hiluch dalat amos, you still have to wait the dalat amos until you start, right, v'kodim shir zeh hischil hatzibur loim ha'tachanun, so meaning, you're waiting to take your, it's how long is this is? A few seconds. You're waiting to take your steps back, but they're already holding now starting tachanun. So in that place where you're at, yamod sham b'makom, you can stand there and you can say it there, v'yipol upon of me'umad im hatzibor. So you would say it with them without stepping forward. V'cheinim acher oimed kenegdo. Let's say there's somebody who's, standing in front of you, mispalo shmon esrei, he's in the middle of the shmon esrei, right? And we learned earlier, the osir, liyeshom and liyeshiv negdo, and if you'll be, hi, good morning. You can't, we're in the middle of Sivkot and Yud. You can't sit down in front of him, all in front of his eyesight, meaning as far as it goes. Via shalalelech, that's all. You can't walk to the sides, and you pull upon of Mu'umat and just say tachanun while standing. V'chein kol kahai gavna. Any case where it's impossible to sit, you could lie upon his opinion of the Rivash that it's not makpid. He's not makpid on this, and you could, what's it called? You could say, well, you lean. You lean over. Now, what does it mean to lean? It means you're leaning so much. Well, hold on. Let's go farther, and I'll explain a little more. Va'aron v'sefer Torah b'socho. So, in a place where there's an aron and a sefer Torah inside of it, aron lav dafka. It does not have to be an actual physical structure. Elahu hadin sefer Torah luchud dai. Sometimes, you know, you're traveling away on a Shabbaton or something like that, and they bring an aron with them. They bring a sefer Torah, and they have the talus or something that's covering it or something like that. In the Dirshu 15, it says va'af im yesham aron. What is the opposite? Let's say you have the aron but no sefer Torah. Right? Mishmar says you have a sefer Torah but there's an aron. It says in the Dirshu you have the aron right there. Ve'ein sefer Torah ba'aron shelo eli ba'aron betzad beis hakneses b'makom shomer yoser. Let's say for example they have like a side room or something like that and they keep it locked up during the week, more protected and safe or something like that. So it brings them kosa b'shut igris Moshe shechayavim b'nefilas apayim. Even the aron itself, you would do in a field of sapayim. Mikave on sheyesh sefer Torah b'makom shemispalim sham. There is a sefer Torah there. Uvmakom shirak b'sheni v'chamishi, right? Monday and Thursdays. Mevien es a sefer Torah la'aron. Let's say, for example, you have like a, you're diving like in a side basement or something like that. And they really don't keep a sefer Torah during the week. They keep it in the main, like the safe, whatever it is. But they bring it in for Mondays and Thursdays. Uvzman ache nimsa b'makom yoser shama, right? They keep it guarded. Sedas v'shlam zaman orbach. Sheyesh lahakel. Lipol al panehem af kbeis ein hasefer Torah besocho. So that means on a Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, whatever it is, you would do nefilas apayim in that shul. Okay, fine. Let's go a little bit weiter in the Mishnah Berurah. V'tama yesh omrim mishum dematzinu b'kra remes shenefila he lifnei aron Hashem. Why do you have to have an aron in order to do nefilas apayim? No, because there's a pasuk that's merumas to this. T'chasi b'milchemes ha'ai, that's with Yoshua going out to fight the battle to conquer the city. V'yipol alponav lifnei aron Hashem. So there you have it. You have nefilas apayim and aron Hashem, and the same pasuk it puts it all together. Look at the dirshu. This is, you know, sometimes you're preparing the shiur, you stop and do a double take. Look in 16.
But the aron wasn't empty, though.
No, but they're not talking about the aron empty or empty. You're saying why an aron in general. Yeah. But look at this. Look at 16. I found this amazing. He brings, Mitam ze kosov hagoyin, Yechiel Michal Tachtrinsky, Sheminag Yushalayim, Lipo Nefilas Apayim, Afilu B'mokam She'ein Sefer Torah. Wherever you are in Yerushalayim, you always do nefilas apayim mishum sheYerushalayim kol makom nikra lifnei Hashem. Oh. Right, every place you are in Yerushalayim is called lifnei Hashem. Wow, so that's why they do nefilas apayim. Yes, right. That's a minute, and even not in the Ir HaYitzhakim, even the expanded city, the poskim point as well. I found that was a very powerful concept. That whenever you're in Yerushalayim, you're lifnei Hashem. Okay, good. Back in the Mishnah Berurah, v'im ein sham sefer Torah rak shar sforim. You're in a base medrash. You got shas and poskim and Rambams, but there's no sefer Torah there. Dasa Eli Rabba v'derechaim lo lipol aponov rak yoimer Rabbi Mizmor below nefilas apayim v'yesh cholkim b'zeh. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky would do this. There's a stipler. Sorry, it's a stipler. Look at 17. The stipler, Shinofal upon the Bechedru, Af Bil Shiloh Hayasham Sefer Torah. Right? The stipler would be learning, he's davening in his basement, in his room, whatever it was, he would do Nefilas Apayim when there's Svarim there. V'malkim Shei Sefer Torah, L'chuli Alma Afilu Yochi Bebeso, Nofal Apav. So again, there's a place where there is a Sefer Torah, even if by yourself, then you would do Nefilas Apayim. Okay, Kisvi Ponim, Yud Beis. This is what we do. We're covering with our arm. The chotzer beisa kinesis hapasuach. You have the outside courtyard that's like open up, right? Things. Hain, this means the beis shehispalil bechotzer havi pesach beisa kinesis pasuach. His door is open. The shul door is open. Nucha lirois me oso tzad makom haron. You could see the arm from that entry. Havi kim is palav lifnei haron. Now it's like you're davening in front of the aron. Masha enkin im is palav bechotzer b'tzdodim achirim. You're on like a different side or something like that. Kol shepesach beis hakneses b'marav azorb nimsheches gam letzad dorom. It goes on a different side of thing. The whom is palav sham, you're davening that, like, you know, you have the wall to the side or something, or you can't see in. Okay, the ain sham sefer Torah ain tzarech nefilas apayim. You don't do it. V'hu adin im hay pesach beis hakneses na'ul. It's locked. I feel whom is palo bechotzer negdo. Even if you're in the chotzer and the door is locked, ain't tzarach lifnei apayim. Because of achronim, the im whom is palo beezras hanoshim. Now, really, we know that the ezras hanoshim has a lower level kedusha than the main basic ezras. So really, it's not proper for a man to be davening in the ezras hanoshim. Afal pichin, gam kein tzarach lifnei apayim. You still do nefilas apayim. Kevin sheyuchal lirois mechalonos mokum ha'aron. You could see through. You can see through the windows or whatever it is that you could see. It's therefore in Ezra's Noshim, you would do it.
I mean, it's like I'm seeing in crowded shuls, and there's no women there. So sometimes men, you know.
Okay, yeah, but sometimes guys in lechatchila come late and just think they're going to go chaperai and go, like, no one notices them in the back by the women's. The proper thing is down in the main section. Afilu Yochid Bebeso, even a Yochid by himself. Mashman, Afilu Hu Rochu Bebeso Knesses, even though he's far, Gamki Noifel Aponov. He would still do this. Vehine lefi hamuvuar besimen nun hey besivchav. We just earlier we're talking about Dovashe Bekedusha, right? Iri hacha the ain sham tinuf mafsig bein beisil the beisa kinesis. There can't be anything that's like disgusting soa or anything like that in between your house and that, because that would be a chetitza. But if it's a clear, clean path, then yes, you would do this. Omer techina, you say this vehu shahatzibur gamkin oimrim tachnun b'shazu. That's when you and the what's it called are at the same part of davening. Okay. Gimel, ein, if you'll sapayim belaila, we don't do this at the nighttime. Uvalele ashmoros, that's like talking about the slichos season. Nogin lipol alpanem, we do this. Why shu korov liyom? Because it's very close to, you started when it was day, but it's close to daytime, so then you would do nefilas apayim by slichos. Tez Zion says the Mishnah Berurah, Ein Nefilas Apayim, Hatam Al Pi Kabbalah. Again, this is all a mystical thing. Why? Yes, no, why not? I'm a Beis Yosef, because we explained he is holding in the in Yanei Kabbalah. Veloimer HaMizmor Shel Nefilas Apayim, Ein Chashash Afila Belayla. Say just the Kapitel Tehillim, you can say it's fine, but actually going down on your arm, that would be the Kapeda. Yud Zayin Belayla, Lechein, Im Nimsheches Tefilas HaMincha Ad HaLayla, you're davening Mincha right up to the Shkia, Ein No From Al Paneim, we would not do this after that. You would, yes, do this. The minhag in Yerushalayim is not to. Again, it's all pi Kabbalah. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says it's actually a sakana, and we're very machmir when it comes to inyanei sakana. Therefore, you would not do it. We would, yes, do it 13 and a half minutes after the Shkia, if we want to. The Sfarim do not. The Kafachayim says they don't do it at all. They're very, you know, into this Kabbalah. But the Mishnah Berurah says you could say it at least a few minutes afterwards. On a day like that, and you're going to run late, so yuchel l'dalig avinu malkeinu. Skip avinu malkeinu. Kedei, lipo mi bod yom. It's better to get it, to say it before the Shkia. Okay, yod ches shukorov. Right, when these slichos is close to daytime, ve'eli rabba hevi lahakim mechatzos. You could even do chatzos, meaning that's really the ikar zman is to say slichos after chatzos, not earlier than that. So if you're saying it in the middle of the night, you could do it as well, right? Even though it's not close to the daytime, v'chein mashm v'magin avram. And last one, layom ve'yesh nogin laharich b'slichos. Some will like extend it ad nochon hayom. Then they actually do it while it's daytime. However, ach be'erev Rosh Hashanah lo yitachin minhag zeh. You can't do this on erev Rosh Hashanah. Shaharei ein nofin al paneihem be'erev Rosh Hashanah. Because even though we do say it by slichos, we do. It's interesting. We don't say it the tachanun by the actual shachris on erev.
So
when,
Rosh Hashanah. If you say slichos erev Rosh Hashanah and it's already got light, then you shouldn't say tachanun.
No, you do. You do. Yeah. You would. That's what we do. You would say it. But by the shachris on Erev Rosh Hashanah, we don't say tach.